Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Good afternoon, everyone. Jeffrey Combs on 2 for Tuesday. This seems like Facebook Live number 1000 on 2 for Tuesday. A lot of Tuesdays over the annals of my career. The More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call started in the early 2000s. Prior to that, it was the Golden Mastermind Tuesday afternoon mindset call. Then it went to the More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call at 7:30 every Tuesday, Pacific, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I developed a very large following back in the day, in the late 90s and 2000s. Twana, good to see you this afternoon. Looking forward to being your coach, Twana. Henry, reach out to me. I had a great conversation with Joe regarding you, Henry Clouk in Cody, Wyoming. Good to see you. Feel free to send me a message, Henry. Would love to connect with you. And if you are considering hiring me, now is the week. I have a unique marketing proposition. And I have Mr. Joe DiBianca on today's Facebook Live. Joe, if I could reach through there and give you a five, I'd do it. And if I could bring you on here this afternoon, I would bring you out here as a guest. For those of you who do not know Joe DiBianca, Joe DiBianca is the master protege of all of the clients that I have ever coached in my career. So I'm going to tell you that I have coached over 12,000 clients. Number one client who took what I offered to him, and then he next leveled that is Mr. Joe DiBianca. So for those of you who are seeking being a protege, Joe DiBianca is my number one student. I also recommend that if you have not done this, reach out to Joe for a free 20-minute coaching call. Michael Cole, you deserve to connect with Joe DiBianca. He is my number one protege student in a 23-year career. Now, there are a lot of people I've coached. I mean, there are people who have become multimillionaires. I coach one man right now who's worth $21 million. His companies do $66 million. And I've coached some exceptional human beings. And as I said, Joe is my top protege. Diane Hunt has also joined us this afternoon. Diane was an exceptional woman I coached for 5 years. So welcome, everyone. It's so good to have you here. And Joe, the love that I'm pouring back to you is awesome. Henry just endorsed, says Joe is the real deal. That is absolutely correct. A lot of great people on today's Facebook Live. I'm going to old school it today. I'm going to take you back to the three laws of leadership. And also, I've been myself using affirmations a lot. Now, I started affirmations many, many years ago, starting back in the late 80s when I became clean and sober. I started with Louise Hay's affirmations from the book You Can Heal Your Life, and then You Can Heal Your Body. I used a lot of her affirmations. Then in 1991, I was introduced to a book called The Game of Life and How to Play It. That was my first affirmation deck, and that was by Florence Scovel Shin. And she did a lot of really good content. Oh my God, Earl Teets is on today's Facebook Live. Earl has all of my CDs going back to the early 2000s. This is my deck of affirmation cards. So if you do not have this deck, I'm giving away free today if you purchase the Breakthrough Factor from my website. If you purchase it on Amazon, I will not be able to give you a free deck of cards. These cards, these are awesome. They are a 52-card deck of affirmations written in present tense. I deserve to attract large amounts of money effortlessly through activities I enjoy doing. Now let's focus on leadership today. The three laws of leadership. For those of you who have ever read John Maxwell, and I had the privilege of sharing the stage with Mr. Maxwell in 2006 at a celebration recovery event with 350 people at the Cotton Bowl. Earl, I spoke at the Cotton Bowl. So Earl is from Texas. I spoke at the Cotton Bowl in Dallas once upon a time at a Celebrate Recovery. That is a 12-step group that is not traditional 12 steps, but it is a 12-step group that does Celebrate Recovery. And it was an awesome experience. And I shared the stage with Mr. Maxwell, and I let him know that in 1994, I bought the book Developing the Leader Within You, followed by Developing the Leaders Around You. I am a born leader. I have been captain of multiple sports teams. I have led by example. I have led through the back, the front. I've built multiple organizations. I've done lots of real estate projects with multiple contractors. Leadership is a skill. And the number one asset of leadership that is required of you is to be able to understand that leadership is influence. And to be able to influence others, it's important that you influence yourself. So the first person in the laws of leadership is lead by example. And if your example isn't exemplary, or if your example is very half-assed, or if your example is I'm winging it, then you're going to have challenges being able to attract leaders so you can be a leader grower. Now you're going to, there's also going to be the principle of the law of the many, and the leaders that you're going to develop are going to break down to the law of the few. So if you're building a coaching business, if you're building an insurance business like Kate Grace is, for those of you who have not met Kate, Kate is a top tier client of mine and someone I highly endorse as someone who is a very skilled sales professional. She's a closer, she's also a team leader, and she's also a very skilled leader by example. And in leading by example, it means that you have a system, a routine, a method. What always assisted me as a leader in building direct sales businesses is I'm simple. I taught a simple closing technique of a one call, two call close that I could teach to an 18-year-old or someone that was 81 years old, and it was simple. And it was not a lot of talking. It was not a lot of explaining. It was a very systematic approach to asking questions in a sequence. Now, I can teach that system to a network marketer, an insurance broker, a real estate agent. I can teach that to someone who aspires to be a coach. I can teach you how to ask for a table in a restaurant. I can teach you how to upgrade. It's a very simple system of qualification. So in leadership, if it's not simple, it'll be complicated. And if it's not a method, you'll be winging it. And if you don't have a routine, then you don't have a routine. And if you're going to lead by example, then it's important that you are your best leader. So that's number one. That's the first situation that you start to ask yourself, would I hire myself? Would I follow me? And if the answer is no right now, then you understand that and you do it without being critical of yourself. And then you start to develop a relaxed structure that you can follow yourself and teach other people to follow as well. Now, my assistant, Dylan Albertson, who is, when it comes to being a millionaire apprentice, would be King KFK, King fucking Kong, because that's how good he is. He can duplicate anything I do. He's simple. He can actually impersonate me in certain situations on a telephone and do things for me that I just don't have time to do. He went down to the city of Stockton this last week and was able to get a permit for me. He went to Federal Express yesterday to find a lost package in Tracy, California, and he called me. He said, dude, what do? I go, confront the dude. I said, confront the manager. Come back with a result. Come back with a decision. He didn't check out. He didn't go, He didn't go, I'm not sure if I can do that. He said, I can do that. I mean, so I have taught him systematically over a two-year period to really scale his own consciousness. But most importantly, he can operate on command. He watched me, but he can duplicate me, and he can duplicate me being himself. He's not being me. He's being himself, but he's the apprentice, and I'm the master, and I'm teaching him these skills. And eventually, he'll be able to go out, and he'll be able to duplicate that to men he mentors. It'll be that. So first of all, you lead by example. Then the second situation is you develop leaders. And you develop leaders by, once again, leading by example. Understand that leadership is a niche. How many leadership books do you own? How many leadership books have you read? Where have you been a leader? Did you play softball? Were you a captain of a team? Were you a class president? Were you ever appointed a situation? Did you ever run for office? Where have you led? Where have you found yourself avoiding leadership? This is where it's important that you're honest with yourself, you're candid with yourself, you're able to look at the situation for what it is without being critical of yourself, and start to develop your leadership skills. You develop your leadership tendencies. You don't have to be a rock star athlete to be able to lead a team of women in a direct sales business. You don't have to be a superstar producer to be able to lead a team of men and women as an insurance agent, but you do have to have the courage to overcome your own anxieties. But if your ego gets in the way and starts saying, I'm not sure if, I don't know if, I don't know, what am I going to do if? Well, you're done before you start when you communicate like that, because what you've done is given yourself an out. A leader gives himself an in. A follower gives himself an out. So if you've been a follower all your life, it's important that you start to give yourself permission to be a leader grower, and then a mentor. So those are the three real keys of leadership. Lead by example, develop leaders, and then mentor mentorees, because that's the next level of leadership. Now, in mentoring a mentoree, that's a mastermind alliance. That's one or more of like mind coming together for a common cause. Now, I used to do this in a business I had in the 80s. I had a series of people that I mentored. But when I really started to do it, where I really started to scale that business was in my direct sales business. My first direct sales company was Herbalife. And in my Herbalife business, on Wednesday nights after a meeting, I would bring my top five people together, and we'd hold hands, we'd pray, we'd have prosperity affirmations, and we would come together for what we wanted to create in our team, in our office. And we communicated about being on the same page, having a system, a routine that we can duplicate, being able to assist each other to rank advance to the ranks in that specific company, being able to attract to our reality people and situations to fulfill our purpose. So we had a system, a routine, we had a script, and we used the same situation over and over to duplicate the process. Robin, good to see you this afternoon. Frankie, good to see you. There's a lot of new people here today. Thank you for being here. It is my privilege and honor to be here with you this afternoon. When I leave this Facebook Live this afternoon, I'm going to walk one half block down the street. I have three different contractors on a project. I'm going to oversee the project. I'm going to take pictures of the project. I'm going to assess the situation for what it is, and then I'll adapt and adjust any situation to finish the project on a dedicated block of time. Now, these men are also business owners, so I know and understand them, but it's my project and it's my responsibility to direct them to do what I want to have done. So I also see we have Lisa Faye Fasanz on today's Facebook Live. Lisa, so good to see you this afternoon. Tracy, good to see you. Both these women are leaders. Robin DeLorenzo is on today's Facebook Live. They are leaders. Many of you are already leading. But here's what you do. You want to scale your leadership skills. That means one of the main skills you can do is you can learn to listen. If you're right-handed, that's your left ear. So if you're left-handed, that's your right ear. It means you learn to listen in your non-dominant ear. You lean in. You lean in and you listen. And in leadership, you hear what's meant along with what's said so that you can determine, is this someone that deserves my energy? Is this someone that deserves my time? As a leader, it's also you have to understand that not everyone deserves your time. Even though that everyone's out there, not everyone's open, not everyone's available, not everyone's ready, not everyone's in a position to receive your skills, not everyone's ready to produce. They may be in your influence, and they can absolutely sit in the background, they can sit in the sidelines, they can sit in the stands, but you want to devote your energy and your time where it's deserved, and that you have to understand the difference in that. And you have to also let go of being codependent, over-obligating, enabling, doing more for others than you do for yourself. So just like Tracy said, you learn how to qualify customers. You're qualifying people for your time. You're devoting your energy and your time as a leader where it's going to bring you the best return. Now, there's also people that you can offer a hand up to, but you have to let go of offering a handout. I mean, you're not there to loan people money. You're not in business for charity. Unless if you have a charitable organization, that's a different situation. But if you have a for-profit business and you're there to create profit for yourself and others, then it's important that you teach leadership skills, that you teach the basics of what's going to create the profit. And whatever you do as a leader, you create the simplest common denominator as possible, meaning that whatever you teach, it's simple. If it's complicated, you can't duplicate it. So you teach simplification that creates duplication. But complication does not create duplication. Complication creates chaos. And if you're a chaos addict, well, you might have to really evaluate the situation and begin to separate your feelings from the events that shape them. Now, I know that many of you on here are leaders, so then you also start to tell yourself that I'm a leader grower. But if you keep saying, where the fuck are all these people? Where am I supposed to find these people? Well, you can find those people anywhere. In a health club in 1996, I saw a woman who had some attitude. I could tell she was either Sicilian or Spanish, and I struck up a conversation with her. In the old days, that was called three-rule marketing, three-foot rule. So I struck up a conversation with her, found out that she was a single mom. She had a 15-year-old son. I asked her if she kept her options open for additional streams of income. She said, is this network marketing? I said, absolutely. She said, what's the product? I said, are you open to finding out more about the situation? I didn't answer the question. I asked her if she could listen to a 22-minute telephone call. She listened to it and got started. That woman went on to become a $500,000 income earner and attracted a $1 million income earner in her second year on our team. And I met her in a 3-foot rule. And I wasn't anxious. I wasn't overwhelmed. I wasn't afraid to ask her a question. I wasn't afraid she was going to reject me. I mean, I had long since let go of that. All I did was ask her a simple question. You keep your options open for additional streams of income. I taught my team this. I used to take my team in North Dallas to the Galleria Mall in North Dallas, right at 635 and I-35, or right at the North Dallas Tollway. And I would go in there and conduct a millionaire survey. I had 6 simple questions that I would ask people walking by. Excuse me, sir, my name is Jeffrey Combs. I am a local business owner here in North Dallas. I'm conducting a millionaire survey. Would it be possible for me to ask you 6 simple questions about becoming a millionaire? I had a few people that said F-O, and I said, cool, chief. And then I would ask the next person the same question. I used to go there and create 25 leads a day, go back and call the phone number, and I would teach my team that. And I would take my team out there and do this, and they were just like, oh my God, I'm not sure if I can do this. Well, you can do it if I show you how to do it. If I just kick your ass down the road and say, go do it, it doesn't work like that. So I taught them a very simple system that they could duplicate. I mean, that's what leader growing is, a simple routine. So if you came and worked for me, I have a very simple 2-page handbook. That's my handbook, it's 2 pages, of what it's called to be a millionaire apprentice. And I didn't write this out. The millionaire apprentice who was apprenticing that at the time did it. And then I looked it over and authorized it, and now it's laminated, and I've had that for the last 8 years. So when the new kid on the block comes in, I go, this is your handbook, chief, right here. This is where you start, right here. And you can pay attention, you can be attentive. And when I train someone, I don't train them. They train by watching me. That's called leading by example. I don't sit down and spend a lot of time with people. I don't have that time to spend time because my time is devoted to producing service and value. I'm not a trainer. I'm a producer. I'm a leader. Trainers train. I'm a producer. So I teach my clients, I teach my assistants how to be productive. So we live in the solution and we create results. What am I going to be doing all day? Producing results, living the solution. I've told people that. Well, I don't understand. Then you probably don't qualify for this position. Go become a waiter, become a dog catcher. But if you want to be an entrepreneur, I'll teach you the skills in a very simple, relaxed process. So when you're leading by example, you also want to be able to attract people who grasp it. But if you have people around you that they're living their analytically egoic mind and they want to analyze everything, these are not the right people to mentor. These are the people who operate on facts, figures, logic. And they're the type of people who go, does that make sense? Does that make sense? Or that doesn't make sense. Well, once again, being an entrepreneur is not about making sense. Being an entrepreneur is about profit. Because the way you're going to stay in business is with a consciousness called profit consciousness. So your profit's going to come from service and value. And then people offering you referrals because of task well done, person you are, your credibility, and your charisma, your energy, your love for people. This situation, this is, you're going to attract your reality. People in situations to fulfill your feelings of consciousness. But if you're living in anxiety, fear, and doubt, you're going to attract your reality, people in situations to fulfill that anxiety, to showcase that you're not good enough, so you can continue to live the payoff of being disappointed. Now, if you're exhausted from that situation and you're ready to be led, there's plenty of leaders on this Facebook Live and assist you. I offer 20-minute coaching sessions for those who've never taken advantage of that, and I can assist you to really scale your consciousness. Scaled consciousness comes from a space called allow. It means you let go of the space you're holding on to because you can't fill both spaces. You can't fill love and hate in the same energy. That's a contradiction. So as you allow yourself to let go of hate, resentment, disappointment, and you begin to fill that bucket with love, joy, and bliss, now you're starting to fill that space with an allow space. And when you start to fill that space with profit, results, and solutions, you let go of your dialogue with money that's not conducive to creating it. So you're starting to let go of poverty, lack, not enough. And you fill it with plenty. And as you move into the law of plenty, you're going to attract plenty of great leads. And in that plenty of great leads, in the law of the few, you're going to find your 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 leaders. In any business you own, you're looking for the law of seven. It starts with 1, it goes to 3, it goes to 5, and it goes to 7. That's the stair-step process of attracting your disciples, your mentorees, 1, 3, 5, and 7. Every business I've ever built, I look for that one person. Then I look for those next 2. That's my 3. So that's the triangle. So that's the trifecta. And so then I graduate to 5, and then it's 7. Now it's 2 + 2 = 16, as Joe DiBianca said. So that's the quantum leap. And if you want to be a millionaire in any business model, it's going to come down to the people you attract, the customers you attract, the people you mentor, the people you lead, and what you can, and then the service and your value. And then that sexual energy, that charisma that you transmute, that comes from love of self without feeling selfish. That comes from letting go of anxiety, fear, and doubt. That comes from a transmutation of joy, enjoying what you do. But you can't do this in a rigid body. You can't do this in an overwhelmed state. There's a world-class painter on today's Facebook Live. Her name's Kira Faircho. And I guarantee you she does not paint pissed off. I guarantee you when she paints, she's absolutely in the zone. If you've ever seen Kira, go ahead and post your website. Kira's a world-class painter featured in the magazine Cowboys and Indians among many publications. And her art is in many galleries across the United States and the world. And multimillionaires commission her to do projects all of the time. And I guarantee you when she's painting, she's in joy. She's in love and bliss in a very relaxed body. So if you're seeking to attract a leader, this can't come from your anxiety, fear, and doubt. Attracting a leader is going to come from the love that you're releasing, from the joy you're experiencing, from selling the good life, from living the dream. But when you're in desperation, when you're not an inspiration, when you're coming from lack and you're coming from poverty consciousness, you're going to attract people to fulfill those feelings. Mark Weber, good to see you this afternoon. So Kira did post. Scott Lucas, good to see you this afternoon. It's good to see many of you on today's Facebook Live. Kira said brilliance only comes from a relaxed body. If you ever get a chance, Kira has a great story. You should absolutely find out how she went from being a single mom to a world-class painter. It's a fascinating story. I will interview her at some point so you can see this. So Kira is also a very skilled real estate investor owning multiple properties. Scott Lucas, good to see you this afternoon. If you're on today's Facebook Live, so and you're brand new, I offer free 20-minute coaching sessions for those who have not experienced it. If you'll just go right up there in Messenger and send me a request, I will return your request within 24 hours. If you're an existing client and you would like to add on your existing coaching, or you're a former client and would like to rehire me, I have a unique marketing proposition that will end on Saturday, because that's so Saturday is the 31st. So till the end of this month, I have a UMP, unique marketing proposition for an existing client, former client. If you're a new client, like a free 20-minute coaching session, go right up there and ask. And if you have not purchased this book from my website, The Breakthrough Factor, I will also additionally free of charge add to you the More Heart Than Talent affirmation cards. I'm going to go ahead and run down to my property this afternoon and focus a little bit on this old house. Thank you very much for being here on today. Oh my God, Ryan Graham. Ryan Graham is another coach I highly, highly endorse. Ryan, so good to see you this afternoon. Kevin, I sent Kevin Woods, you ordered the book. I sent you a pack of affirmation cards free of charge. I specifically made sure that it was hand-packed. For those of you who do not know Ryan Graham, she's also one of my top-tier clients. She's in the Joe DiBianca League of people I have coached. I highly endorse her as a coach. She says she took a complete turn, and she's my Southern girl down there in Alabama. Ryan, love you so much. Miss coaching you. Tracy, good to see you this afternoon. Tracy, honored to be your coach. Robin, you crush it. Robin DeLorenzo. Robin DeLorenzo, I'm going to tell your story one day. Robin DeLorenzo is a world-class singer. She has shared the stage with some of the most exceptional singers of all time. She's right here. I'm her coach. I love being Robin's coach. A Jersey girl and a patriot. Love Robin. If you haven't reached out to Robin, reach out to her. She's a new client of mine. She has the edge and she has the juice. Cassie, good to see you this afternoon. Cassie is a top-tier high school basketball coach with an exceptional record. Lynn Vincent, Lynn Michael, Lynn Michelle, how are you? Thank you. Lynn said, nice haircut. Thank you. I, I was getting a little shaggy there on the side. So thank you very much, Lynn. Lynn, I look forward to coaching you. Ryan, good to see you. Love all of you. It's just so good to see all of you this afternoon. Robin, just love you right back. Thank you, Robin. Robin, list some of the people you sang with if you can on one of the calls. Once again, Joe DiBianca offers 15-minute coaching sessions. Reach out to him. Ryan Graham offers 15-minute coaching sessions, or 20-minute coaching sessions. Josh Morin offers 20-minute coaching sessions. Josh is the most exceptional young coach I've ever coached. Lisa Faye Pazanza is another coach I coached. I certified her. She is absolutely crushes the spiritual world. You want to reach out to Lisa and find out what she can do. She has so many skills. You have to contact her. Ask Lisa what she can do in the spiritual world for you. I mean, she's very, very gifted in that world. Robin shared the stage with Steven Tyler. So there you go. That says a lot there from Aerosmith. So I'm going to go ahead and let everyone go this afternoon. Grace is an exceptional coach. I mean, a lot of you are. Love all of you. Have a great afternoon. Look forward to those of you I'm coaching. Once again, I look forward to coaching you this week. Once again, if you're an existing client or a former client and you want to rehire me, I have the most unique marketing proposition I've ever offered to a former client. So if you'd like to find out what that is, the law of the few of you will go right up there in Messenger. And I mean, it's really my best offer. So if you'd like to find out, go up there in Messenger and I will let you know what that is. Have a great afternoon, everyone. I'm going to go take some pictures of this old house. Concrete is being poured. So cool this afternoon. I'm going to take a picture. I put a horseshoe in the concrete that signifies the bond between my wife and I. I found a horseshoe 20 years ago. I saved it for 20 years. I personally took all the rust off with the file. It's one of my traits. And I love to put horseshoes in concrete. And it absolutely shares the bond. So I'm going to go down and make sure that horseshoe got put in the concrete. I'll take a picture of it and you'll see what it means. Have a great afternoon, everyone.